accumulators all over the world have just gone bust after what happened in the World Cup with some of the biggest names going out in the last 16. And I am joined right now, sure, it's great benefits for John Duggan going over to the World Cup for Today FM. He is a writer with offtheball.com as well. You can follow on what he's doing on offtheball.com. Hello, John.
Miran, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Not too bad in the Metropole Hotel here in Moscow. And it's the calm after the storm, after an amazing 24 hours for the city, the country and Russian football. Unexpected to beat Spain, and they did at the World Cup on penalties. It's just incredible.
It's so no one, I was sitting beside someone who goes, there goes my accumulator now. There's no way Russia should have gotten this far. And with Spain going out after the penalties, you have put up many videos on Twitter about what it was like there. So being in the stadium, fans were crying. They were just losing the run of themselves, weren't they?
I've never heard a noise like it, Miran. I felt like I was in a swarm of locusts in the safari somewhere in Africa. It was just unbelievable. Just this deafening noise, this euphony of utter celebration of over 70,000 fans, most of whom are Russian. They shut up shop. They went to penalties. They paid for penalties. And Spain tried to pass them out of the tournament. Spain took it for granted. And then when Akinfeev, the goalkeeper, saved the penalties, I think there was just utter shock and utter joy from the Russians, who were the worst ranked team coming into the competition. And then they won. And I don't think they could believe it. So they haven't since 1970 reached the quarterfinals of a World Cup. It was the Soviet Union then. It was a closed country then. And when I got off the metro, I didn't know what to expect. And what I saw was the whole city of Moscow going absolutely crazy. People just getting out of their cars when they're driving their cars, the passengers, and hanging out the windows.
Yeah.
One lad was carrying an ice hockey stick out of the top of his car. Another fella in a green Porsche, in the most expensive Porsche I think I've ever seen, with the biggest flag I've ever seen. And then people, some of them half clothed, jumping into fountains. All this kind of just crazy behavior. And every single car was beeping, the horns were blaring.
Yeah.
And then I went in to watch Croatia, Denmark. When it came out, it was still the same scene down near the Kremlin, down near Red Square. Every single car beeping their horns, and on the streets, people just going absolutely mental. So much so that the police had to go out with a loudspeaker around in advance and telling people to calm down and stop hanging out of cars.
Because so that's how we don't associate them with this expression of joy, you know, of being effusive like this, Russian people. And then of course on Twitter as well, the memes in relation to Putin kind of going, well, Russia are never going to beat Spain, and then Putin's on the phone kind of going, yes, we're going to beat Spain. So the tinfoil hats are on everywhere. So it'll be exciting to see what they can do in the final eight. But we've got to talk about a teenager, Kylian Mbappe. From France. France beat Argentina 4-3. He was wonderful, John.
Yeah, these kind of funny virals out there, Miran, of Kylian Mbappe, he was 13, with sitting in his bedroom with all photos of Ronaldo all across his wall, or the photo he took with Thierry Henry. When he was 11, he did a trial at Chelsea, and now at 19, he's gone further in the World Cup than Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. It's quite an incredible story. France last won the World Cup in 1998. The manager, Didier Deschamps, lifted the trophy. Kylian Mbappe wasn't even born. Pelé was the last player to score two goals as a teenager at the World Cup. That was back in 1958. So Kylian Mbappe, the world is his oyster. He's given all his money to charity, which is a great thing to see. And when Argentina went 2-1 up, France didn't panic, and Mbappe was the man who scored both goals. And he's just got everything. He's got ballerina's feet, mirroring. He's got that Formula One engine, and he's just such an exciting player for the rest of the tournament. And it's really opening up now, Mirren. We have Brazil, France, Belgium on one side of the draw, and England, who play tomorrow. England, Colombia, Switzerland, Sweden, Russia or Croatia. One of those teams is going to be in the final, which will be unexpected.
So
that's going to be pretty amazing. And England really have a chance now. If they can get past Colombia tomorrow night in Moscow here, they have a real chance. I know that's probably good. The hype's going to go crazy over there in England.
It will.
But nothing can beat what we saw here yesterday at the moment. I mean, I can't, like, after watching Saturday's 4-3 result between Argentina and France, this can't really. I went up to the, shacked up to the Moscow Luzhniki Stadium yesterday, expecting Spain to win 3 or 4-0. And for that to happen, and for such a crazy story to happen,
I just
can't get my head around it. I was even wearing, I bought one of those Russian army caps in one of the markets there about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Didn't think I'd be wearing it, and I'd be putting it on today and wearing it around around your red square just for the crack. But maybe since Yuri Gagarin went into space or communism collapsed, I can't think of a moment when Moscow or Russia was under such a global spotlight.
Absolutely.
For hundreds of millions, like millions of people around the world watching that madness. Of Spain being knocked out of the World Cup. Spain, who won the World Cup 8 years ago by Russia, the worst-ranked team in the tournament, and they got Croatia next in the next game. So who knows what's going to happen today, and we're in between Brazil, Mexico, Belgium and Japan.
And I think I have to say with Croatia, fair play to Modric for going up, missing a penalty and then taking them when they went to penalties as well. And of course, the talking point there has been about the goalies on both Croatia and Denmark. Croatia did go through after penalties, going off their line before the penalty was taken. A lot of people going a little bit mad about that and whether they're going to actually enforce that rule for the rest of it. Okay, Brazil, Mexico at 3 p.m. today. Belgium versus Japan at 7 p.m. As we go to the final 8. John Duggan, we'll be keeping an eye on what you're doing on Twitter and on offtheball.com, because my God, it looks like you're having the crack.
Mirren, I never want this to end. I don't think I'm going to come back home. I'm levitating. I'm levitating around Moscow.
Your Russian?
I'm getting by with the English menus. I'm getting by with the steak and chips, Mirren. Eating is something I'm doing between other things. Although I have had a few duck dumplings, which is the kind of thing, or dumplings are the kind of thing here. But the eating is just a thing. It's a means to an end, Mirren. No
means
drinking.
To an end.
It's just all about the football and all about it's the biggest people watching expose you're ever going to have is the World Cup.
I can
never going to.
With everything going on, it's gorgeous seeing the amount of kids that are in the stadiums as well. John Duggan, we miss you. Please do come home when this is all over. We'll talk to you again soon.
Up Limerick, Mirren. See you.
Hey, good man yourself. Oh, look, he threw me a little bone there. He didn't talk about Claire. Oh, God bless poor Claire yesterday.